Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you do not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went away and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter, when you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. And as for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" The Gospel of the Lord. May grace and peace be yours in abundance, in the knowledge of God and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I heard some chatter after Gospel of our Lord, and how do you do that with weeping and gnashing of teeth? Thank you, pastors, for this opportunity. But I beg a question for you, dear friends. Are you a morning person, or are you a night owl? This is often a question my wife Lindsay and I have as we wake up early in the morning, sometimes at 5 a.m., sometimes at 4 a.m., 3 a.m., and dare I say even 1 a.m. from our children. Early birds have no trouble waking up in the morning as they have gained their energy from the night and get tired as the day comes to a close. While our friends, the night owls, are groggy in the morning, but they gain their energy as the day progresses. I wonder, dear friends, which type are you? Which type you are depends on what is going to happen to your day, dear friends. In his letter to the Thessalonians, St. Paul addresses a different kind of day and night. He tells the Thessalonians, "But you, beloved, are not in darkness. You are children of light and children of the day." Paul isn't talking about our daytime, dear friends. Paul is talking about the source of this light. The source of this light is divine. This is a light that no darkness can ever possibly overcome. St. Paul tells us that we live in the light of God. And we have heard and probably have witnessed this many times on how light has conquered the darkness. We also read from Isaiah about him prophesizing about this light. When Israel's path was covered in gloom and despair, Isaiah proclaimed the new day before them. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. When I was young, dear friends, it is not surprising, I was afraid of the dark. After I was tucked in at night and holding my Donatello Ninja Turtle tightly, I was still terrified of what lurked under my bed. I was certain that there were monsters under my bed as the air conditioning in our house turned on and our house would creak as if the house was breathing. We have a primitive response to the darkness. We harbor a fear of a hidden enemy that may lurk in this unseen darkness. There's one thing that I remember dearly and fondly that would help me conquer this fear. This little nightlight that my parents would oftentimes place in our hallway and open my door ever so slightly so that a small amount of light entered my room, just enough light to give me comfort of my anxieties and allow me to fall asleep. Now, as an adult, I don't have a nightlight, but I will sometimes be awakened in the middle of the night. And as I lay in bed, it is not the monsters under my bed that concern me. It is the internal worries on my mind that I turn over and over and over again. Did I leave the kitchen light on? Did I send that email to the one parent that I needed to talk to? Oh my gosh, it's Asher's birthday in 2 days. Did I get him a birthday card? Over and over and over in the darkness, my mind begins to magnify these anxieties and sighs. Like Jacob wrestling through the night, these anxieties won't let go of me, and I begin to wonder more and more and more of the different things that I have to worry about. But then comes the light of dawn. And in the light of the day, and with lots of coffee, the problems of my world are not as bad as they seem. There's something about that light that eases our fears. Christ, dear friends, is our light in the world, a light that no darkness can overcome. This light of Christ shapes the trajectory of our days, calling us into the light. We are unleashed. There is a liberty, and we are not stumbling in the darkness. We cease to be afraid of tripping and falling or of what lurks in the darkness. In Christ's light, we're free to move and act with all the power and ability at our disposal. In our reading today from Matthew, we hear Jesus' parable about three servants who have entrusted with managing their master's assets. The master divides the funds between them, each according to their abilities. You heard, dear friends, how these first two servants were all in. They were set to work investing what had been given to them. Their efforts paid off. They both doubled their talents in which they were given. They used what was given to them. Their ventures could have soured. They could have lost all that was given to them. But nevertheless, they invested in what was given to them. The third servant we heard was different. He had received the least amount of assets, but one talent, dear friends, was as much money as this person would probably ever see. We know that a talent was worth more than a common laborer would ever see in their lifetime. Fear paralyzed him, rendering him powerless. And in that fear, he was focused on his master. Fear dominated his relationship. The servant lived in a fear of retaliation. The third servant's understanding of his master was skewed. Here, the master had given a tremendous gift, a tremendous opportunity that slaves and servants were not oftentimes given. Instead of going all in, the third servant looked at his master's confidence and buried it. Two of the servants lived and acted in the light of their master's grace, but the third walked in darkness. Even though that third servant bathed in the master's light, he could only be in darkness. Hearing this parable, dear friends, which character do you relate to? And if we're being honest with each other, dear friends, I imagine that we can relate to the third servant being paralyzed with fear. There is so much pressure from our school children to either act like everybody else, playing down their individual talents, or they have to succeed extraordinary from their peers to stand out and receive that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. As adults, we can oftentimes hear on the news and our fears and worries begin to clench. It's easy for us to be in crisis mode and not risk investing our time and talents for the community, but rather focusing eternally and making sure that we are okay. Friends, in this time of feeling like the third servant, paralyzed with fear, we are reminded today that each of us are children of light. We have been bestowed with the grace of God that is freely given to us. We are invited to live in an open freedom and be generous with this divine light. It bids us to release ourselves away from our fear. Every one of us have been given a unique thing from the Master: our abilities, our experiences, our voice, our resources. What can we do with them? How can we enhance life and spread light into the world? These two questions is an invitation to Christ to you, a great opportunity placed before you. And you have each been given the Master's talents to use them. Use them to the best of your ability without fear and not burying them in the backyard. Don't let your individual, familial, or communal fears hinder you, dear friends, for being the bright light that you all are. Together, we can move past our fears and do something great outside of ourselves. Be a light that dispels the darkness, for you are all beloved children of light. Amen.